cat collar. Is this Lean Pugsley? Mm-mm. Ray Fatchin on you?
No, nobody.
If you want, you can double keep and find yourself.
You know a little about Pope Saturday. He was cooking Pope Saturday, still cooking Pope
Saturday. Yeah.
I did when my husband was home because he left the
Pope Saturday. Oh, love
it. I ain't cooking no since Saturday.
I used to cook it for his mother, too. Last I cooked it, I could take the bowl and all. I had to get a big bowl for it. That's what she want. And I cooked it for her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She said, take down there, say, Carol, she said, she know how to fix it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I cooked it, and she didn't live too long. I mean, the house caught fire. The bowl, the, you know, the aluminum, or the kind of bowl you get, and I did a boom on it. Oh, sugar on one of mine, put on a, sucked on a hot eye. And that scalded me, had to throw the bowl out. So the bowl got run, messed up with the fire. Mm. So that's a bit, he had never brought back because he said, I'm going to bring it back to you. Yeah, he's got the garden devil hole there, you can't get now. Baby,
can you? I think about no Pope Saturdays.
Back there where I used to go down there and get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you done cook some Pope
Saturdays? Uh-huh. Dr. McGugan said everybody ought to eat what is one or two mess of three of Pope Saturday in a year when it comes out.
I used to work for a man here in Baldwin. Well, a man pretty much owned Baldwin. He was the richest man in Baldwin. He kept the bank. His wife died and I worked down there for him 17 years before he ever got signed to marry again. But anyway, he was telling me about, I just playing the music myself. So one day I had some green mustard greens there and there was a Pope salad out down there, so I went and got that Pope salad. Oil it, you know, mix it up with the greens. And he said, man, you can eat it. He said, this is good, you know, what kind of greens is this? I said, Pope salad. He said, oh my goodness, and my wife picked some one time, said, and both of us like to die.
No, they didn't like to.
She
they
didn't know
the
how to fix it. She just fixed it like it was a green. She just cooked it.
Oh, you don't fix it like that.
I said, you need to worry about that. That's not going to bother you. So yeah, and you know what I'm saying? You can pick some old folks out of any time you get rich. It didn't bother
me. No, she just didn't fix it right.
She didn't fix it right.
No.
She didn't know to parboil it. And
right.
Take it up and wash it.
She
I think mine to wash it.
Uh-huh.
And then put it in there with the mustard
you
greens and the onion.
You had to put all your greens in it.
Yeah.
Like your onion.
Yeah, you just boil that stuff and keep that green in that stuff. It worked. You never set your stomach on fire.
Well,
she didn't cook it right.
Well, she just cooked it wrong. That's why.
After then, when the next year come, folks said, you ain't gonna fix some folks out, man. That would be it.
Yeah.
Part of it'll make you sick.
Yeah, you don't fix it right, you know.
No, she just didn't put all the greetings in it. She's supposed to put boil it.
But
well,
she didn't boil it.
She didn't boil it.
She cooked it like you.
Well, I mean, what made me sick like that? You boil it.
You had to have a doctor. One of you turn your stomach.
You boil it and put it in the water and squeeze it out.
Yeah.
Every bit of that come out.
The
you know, wash it.
And
wash
then
it.
I let the cold water run on it and I just wash it. Wash
yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your salad, you got to have your mustard, whichever one of the salad line, you put that in and you put your onions in.
I tell you what else,
about
like the same thing as spinach.
Huh?
You take spinach and fix it up. Eat about like pork
salad. Yeah.
Put the onions
and cook the onions up in there and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
If you fix it right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the doctor said people should eat much as two or three messes a year of it.
Dr. McGugan, he loved it.
Because he loved it. Dr. McGugan really loved it. Yeah.
That was an old timey doctor.
That's right.
Well, what about beans? What kind of beans do you grow?
Well, string beans and butter beans and You can be your pinto beans, you can plant them, and you can raise them. You can raise pinto beans, and string beans, butter beans, and garden peas, English peas, we call them English peas, garden peas, all of that, you raise.
I done had two misses English peas at my little garden, pull the vines up and plant
some more. You gonna eat some more?
No, I done had them twice.
Well, this thing ain't sure they could get May peas though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Come in May.
Yeah. Put the bushes up, put some more down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I got a little garden in my backyard. Mm-hmm. It makes about much as I want to. I got butter beans in my freezer now when I made that, yeah. That little garden.
Tell you got butter beans.
Yeah, you know, we used to make them rolls so far and all like that. I had my roll about that far apart. Mm-hmm. And it grew not so big you didn't have nowhere to stand. I'd had an apartment place to put my feet over there and bowl and the big butter beans right around and I'd eat and I should be cooking me some and then I put that in.
Yeah.
I got some in the freezer now.